I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. A former Ku Klux Klan member convicted in a church bombing that killed four black girls is up for parole in Alabama. The state parole board has scheduled a hearing for Wednesday for 76-year-old Thomas Edwin Blanton, Jr. Blanton won't attend the hearing himself, but opponents of his release are expected to address the board. Blanton was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison in 2001 for his part in a group of Klansmen who planted a bomb outside Birmingham's 16th Street Baptist Church in 1963. The deaths of the four girls who were killed became a symbol worldwide for the depth of racial hatred in the segregated South. Blanton was the second of three people convicted in the bombing. Robert Chambliss and Bobby Frank Cherry both died in prison. Alabamians who haven't paid their taxes have a chance to come clean. The Alabama Department of Revenue is running an amnesty program for people to help fix their tax issues without penalties. For the rest of August, taxpayers who qualify will be able to get an understanding of what they owe and work toward a clean slate with the state. Julie McGee is the Alabama Revenue Commissioner. She says she'd like to see people come out and make an effort to fix their tax issues.
If they want to get right with the state, we will help them in a non-intimidating, non-threatening way. No legal action, no litigation. All we're going to do is settle up with them and then put them on the path for being in compliant going forward.
McGee says it takes very limited qualifications to be accepted into the program. This is the first time this program has been offered since 1980. The amnesty program will end August 30th. With the Zika virus now appearing in the United States, a group of blood donation centers in Alabama is now actively testing for the disease. APR's student reporter Cole Thompson has more.
The One Blood Company operates blood banks in South Alabama as well as Florida and Georgia. These centers are now testing blood donations for the Zika virus. This follows reports that a woman in Florida came in contact with the virus. Susan Forbes is the vice president of communications at One Blood. She says her company has been working on a proactive plan for over a year.
The folks at the blood center have been working diligently to be ready for this moment. And so basically, when the test became available, we applied for us to be able to use that test. We received that approval, and then we started to train our employees on it.
Forbes says that the company will test all blood donors for the virus and contact them if they test positive for Zika. For APR News, I'm Cole Thompson in Tuscaloosa.
And Birmingham Mayor William Bell plans to ask President Barack Obama later this week to issue an executive order designating the former A.G. Gaston Motel as a National Historic Park. Now your forecast.
Good Monday morning to everyone out there. Hot weather in store for West Alabama. 94 your high temperature. Heat index in the triple digits this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Chance of rain about 40%. I'm WVUA's Alex Puckett, and that's your local forecast.